WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, we're welcoming back to the WNRN studios, Danny Schmidt. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. There, I can see you now. I was saying to you as we were setting up this morning that of all the people to kind of be hit with the first gig after the Gravity Lounge closes and someone who could actually scramble around and have friends in town to make the show happen, it would be you.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have a lot of friends around the area that I could call and help scramble around and find an alternative venue.
So you are now going to be doing two shows tonight at Live Arts. 7:30 and 10, is that what
yes,
the time?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
And people can pick up tickets at the box office near the time of the show.
The only thing I'm sure about is that you can get them at the door on a first-come, first-served basis. It might be that they're selling tickets at their box office if you call their box office once it opens up. But honestly, it's been kind of a scramble, so I'm not sure logistically if that's going to be happening or not.
Okay. Well, we've got Danny Schmidt here in the WNRN studios, and I've been very excited about this new album, not only because it's a new collection of your music, but also you have recently signed to Red House Records to put this one out. And just out of curiosity for you, what were the advantages of signing on with them? I mean, they're a great label, and they've got just amazing names, but you've been a pretty successful independent artist for many years now. So what was the extra push to get yourself on Red House?
Well, especially in the folk, I mean, I think it's true in any business world, but probably especially kind of the small grassroots folk music world, that it's very much network-based, and Red House is very well established. They've been around a long time, they have good people, and the folks that work there are good people, and so they've made a lot of friends over the years, and so it's sort of instantaneously walking into a much bigger and broader and deeper network of people within the industry, and it's giving me easier access to festivals and stuff like that, and besides just the fact that they're efficient and do a good job and do the same kinds of things I was doing myself, except that lots of things were falling through the cracks when I was doing it myself. I just couldn't keep up with everything, sending things out to radio stations, getting things out to press, especially in a timely manner. There's a certain sort of critical mass that if you can get everything happening at the same time, it builds on itself, and when you're doing it yourself, you kind of have to do it piecemeal over time, and so just the basic functions of a record label, they do well, and it's nice to have assistance.
Well, it's kind of a feather in your cap too. It's kind of like you make the next grade, next class up or something, also to be on Red House especially, because they're choosy, and they usually choose well.
Well, and I always think that's where the label moniker came from. It's kind of like this badge that gets stuck on an artist that sort of associates them with whatever sort of pathos a different label has created for itself. You know, you think of Sub Pop, and you instantly have a certain associations with the kind of stuff that they like. You think of Columbia and
or Merge,
so, yeah, the or Merge, yeah, yeah. Or network or whatever. So Red House is the same way. It's like a badge, a label that gets stuck on you, for better or worse. But I think for me, it's better on this.
Danny Schmidt is my guest this morning. He's playing two shows tonight at Live Arts. I think this is the theater at the very top.
Yeah, I think they call it Upstage. It's like their little lab theater. I think it holds about 70 people.
Yeah, it's a nice intimate theater there. Well, what are you going to start off with?
This is one of the songs from the record, except without the harmonies and the violin part and everything, and it's 9 in the morning, so we're going to see what happens. But it's a song called Grandpa Built Bridges, and it was inspired by some conversations with Carrie Elkin, who was spending time with her grandpa, who was 97 and kind of struggling through that phase of his life, and just sounded like a really great guy, but just having a hard time at the end, and it just made me think that think about how our culture doesn't really integrate the last phase of life as well into the rest of our lives as I imagine some older cultures have in the past. So that's what inspired the song.
Grandpa buried dignity when he got old, like a killer and a child now for 7 long years. But he wets his own bridges if he's not told. But he used to build bridges, they would light them up at night. Grandpa built bridges, they were delicate webs, with ridges and valleys joined hand in hand. When Grandma went empty the last of her days, he told her she'd come and could go with grace. Hold on, hold my hand, I know you know the way. With eagle's wings and songs to sing, we'll lead you across the bay. Grandpa built bridges with Crestview spires, with braids of wires and wings of steel, till he walked on over with his heels on fire. The bridge burned back with a captive haze. Hold on, hold my hand, I know you know the way. With eagle's wings and songs to sing, we'll lead you across the bay. Grandpa built bridges like mountains and birds, but now he's curled at the bottom where the sun can't warm. There's nothing in our culture about mountains no more. There's no more stories about calling up storms. There's no more stories about sitting up straight and proud and with purpose our time to take. Till the last breath cools for the clouds to make and rain back down to fill the bay. Hold on, hold my hand, I know you know the way. With eagle's wings and songs to sing, we'll lead you across the bay. I know there's nothing in our culture about mountains no more. There's no more stories about bridges.
WNRN, my guest this morning is Danny Schmidt. He's playing 2 shows tonight in a CD release extravaganza at Live Arts Lab Theater. The new album is called Instead the Forest Rose to Sing. And always been kind of, I don't know if you take this the wrong way, I don't think you will, a bit poetic in your songwriting. You know, you use a lot of metaphor.
Yeah.
And certainly the... You know, great line for the title of this album, and really interesting picture too. I hate, you know, with radio, there's no pictures except when Ian's here. But even then, I'm not going to swing this in front of the camera. With this kind of piano with a forest growing out of it and houses underneath, where did this picture come from?
It's by a guy named Jacek Jurka, a surrealist painter in Poland, whose stuff I sort of go on these long art searches every time I'm making a record and go through like the gallery sites and everything, and a lot of times you'll come across art that you love but it doesn't fit the project that you're working on, so I just throw it in a folder, and so that next time for the next album I start my search at that spot. And there's a number of his pieces that I really loved and thought would make provocative covers, and the original title of this album was going to be Serpentine Cycle, taken from one of the songs, and they had a Serpentine Cycle of Money, because there seems to be kind of a theme of sort of how does our work and our wealth reflect our values kind of thing throughout the record, and that's what that song's about. And then I realized fairly late in the process that Serpentine Cycle is kind of a sinister-sounding title, and it didn't really match the tone of the record. It's a little bit lighter than some of my other ones, actually, I think. So I went to retitle, and I took that line from the song. That's sort of the revelatory moment of the character in the song, the Instead the Forest Rose to Sing. And then as soon as I decided on that as the title. I went back to that folder, and that piece was just staring at me, and it seemed perfect.
So you have to get permission to reproduce it, I would imagine.
Yep.
Any difficulties?
Only in the sense that him and his agent take those European vacations where they're gone for 6 weeks, and I was literally 5 minutes away from calling up Plan B, which I'd sort of been working on in the background, because they weren't writing back to me to ask for licensing permission, and just about to call the guy, and got an email from his agent in Poland who said, "Oh yes, we'd love for you to use it." So I was thrilled.
Well, and then on the back is a picture of you kissing Buddha?
No, it's just a statue. Yeah. It's like a sculpture garden we were wandering through, and Carrie shot a goofy picture of me.
Oh, it's wonderful
kissing.
Somehow. I mean, not somehow, but it is just wonderful kind of moment of of that.
Well, you're not supposed to kiss the art. There's rules about stuff like that.
But I know. I used to work at an art museum. Yeah. I used to be the person who said, "Don't touch that painting.
Right.
Don't touch it.
With your mouth."
Well, it's outside, though, somehow. I mean, but people do touch statues. You know, you go by the bronze ones, and the toes are always, you know, bronze-looking.
Right.
And then the rest of it's kind of that greenish tinge that bronze statues get. This new CD, you say it's a little lighter than some of your previous albums. I don't know, I thought Little Gray Sheep kind of started this lighter tone, maybe, because you had a lot of relationship talk and more happy relationship talk, I guess, on that one.
Yeah. I guess there's different levels of lightness. Because, like, there's, like, the themes of the songs. They can, you know, be happy themes, but have, like, kinetically have weight to them, too. They can just be real stripped down and folky. Or, you know, it can be a heavy theme, but have a nice little, like, rolling freight train drum beat on it, and it can sound lighter. I guess this one, like, musically seemed to be a little more upbeat. And
the themes of the songs.
And the themes of the songs. There's more humor, I think, in more of the songs.
Denny Schmidt's my guest this morning. He's playing tonight at Live Arts, two shows, 7:30 and 10. Tickets available at the door. And what are you going to play for us next? Heavy or light?
this is definitely on the lighter side. This is just a silly bank robber / failed relationship song for no good reason except that it was fun to write it. And like this is a good example of like how the production was fun for me on the record, because I always imagine there being sort of a chain gang whacking on the rails, kind of keeping the beat to this song and kind of doing a call and response or a chain gang thing. And Mark Hallman, the guy that co-produced the record with me, was great about sort of following that vision and putting that behind the music.
She had eyes like dirty emeralds and hair like melted gold. The taste for silver and dollars, or so I'm told. Said there's things a lover needs, or else a lover comes undone. She got a walk that leaves me wondering, am I still the only one? Ain't got the means, ain't got the money. Thank God the church closed the banks on Sunday. I got two strong shoulders in this old rock hammer, putting two and two and two and two and two and two together, singing, hey now. What can you do? Oh, hey now. What can you do? Oh, hey now, hey now. What can you do? You went off happily ever after. Sadly, all eyes ever after is you. A carnation on my collar and diamonds on my cuff. Gonna wine and dine my baby, cause sometimes whining ain't enough. But let me tell you, friends, about the recipe for pain. It's a splash of fresh magnificence with a hint of old disdain. And she said, what you doing, baby? And dressed up like a clown. It's like a touch of class done kicked your ass and thrown you to the ground. Believe me, it's so easy to see whose dues are paid. New money smells like vinyl, honey. Old money smells like suede. Hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, hey now, what can you do? You went off happily ever after. Sadly, all eyes ever after's you. I said, why are you talking crazy, baby? I bought these things for you. She said, you're throwing around your money like you just robbed a bank or two. I said, maybe I have been working hard and maybe had some luck. And maybe we should go before the maitre d' hears us. So I stood up in a fluster and I went up front to pay. She went back to the powder room to powder up her face. I guess she found the telephone, I guess she found the time. It's while I picked up the dinner check, sweet honey, dropped the dime. Hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, hey now, what can you do? You went off happily ever after. Sadly, all eyes ever after is you. I heard the sirens coming and I was out the door. I'm back to put the money where the money was before. And I made it to the bank, I made it through the wall. But I kicked a brick behind me and I heard the tunnel fall. So here I am and here I sit and here's where I'll be. Trapped inside the bank vault till the police rescue me and take me to the big house. And there ain't no girls like you, where the boys all tell you what they want. That's all you got to do. Oh, hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, what can you do? Oh, hey now, hey now, what can you do? You went off happily ever after. Sadly, all eyes ever after's you. All eyes ever after's you. All eyes ever after's you. Doom da 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 da.
WNRN, my guest in the studio this morning, Danny Schmidt, doing two shows tonight at Live Arts Lab Theater. That's on the top floor of the Live Arts Theater. You're talking about working with Mark Hallman. It sounds like you had a really good time working with him. Most people that I know who have worked with him always talk about how insightful he is as a producer. But he's worked with Eliza Gilkison and Ian Matthews and some other folks as well. Is it just being in Austin is how you found him to work with?
A musician friend of mine who I've shared some shows with was doing some work for him, for Mark, as an assistant engineer. And half the thing about choosing someone to work with on a production, you know, there's their resume and the work they've done and whether you connect with the sonic textures they're into and stuff like that. But mostly it's about just the relationship and the communication and just how you get along. It's a kind of a crucible of a situation. You work really intensely with this person for a while, and music is, the language of music is fairly abstract often, so you need to find someone that you can paint the picture in whatever words you, that work for you, and the other person understands what you're talking about, even if it sounds crazy. And so my friend really loved working with Mark and said he was a great guy and was easy to communicate with and all that. So that was what first piqued my interest, that and I'm not an easy guy to work with, I don't think. I think I am a little bit of a control freak. And so to find someone who I felt like I could communicate something with and they understood and that we were on the same page, that made it a lot easier for me to turn over some stuff to it because I trusted that he understood what it was I was going for.
And it sounds like you're happy with the result.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Great, great. Well, another one. I think this is a reprise of Stained Glass for this.
Yeah, this
isn't
from this
morning.
Record, but it was, you know, it's Good Friday, and ought to do an Easter story of a song, I think.
It was 30 days till Easter when the elm tree hit the church. Thank God it fell on Friday, cause at least no one was hurt. There was fear it might delay the second coming of the Lord, cause the stained glass crucifixion wasn't stains upon the floor. Discovered that the man who'd built the glass was the only man in town who could, and sadly he had passed. But his father, who was 90, said the tools were in the shed, and he'd kindly try and resurrect the window from the dead. Congregation argued, but the wise ones all rejoiced, cause in the one hand was solution, in the other was no choice. So they gave the man their blessings, and they gave his hand a shake. They gave him all the coins they had collected on their plate. Seven days till Easter, they'd seen neither hide nor hair. So they came and knocked at supper time in hopes the man was there. But a banging from the basement was about all that they could hear, and curses that might make the devil blush and wash his ears. First thing Easter morning, and everyone's good grace, the man was up on ladders with the window nailed in place. It was covered in black velvet, like a hood or like a veil. He pulled the sheet and there it hung, apocryphal and frail. Had melted jagged, they were crooked like a spine. The glass was rough like hands of man against the hands of time. There was blood stains in the red, and there were teardrops in the blue. He said, "It may not be the best, but it's the best that I could do." Chapel fell to silence. It was more than just surprise, as the monstrosity of color slid its tongue across their eyes, and they shivered from exposure like babies born again, cause in every pane of glass was all the joy and pain of man. There was every fearful smile, there is every joyful tear, there is each and every choice that leads from every there to here. There is every cozy stranger, there is every awkward friend, there is every perfect night that's left initials in the sand. There is every day that's filled so full the weeks would float away. There's all those days spent wondering what to do with all those days. There's every lie that's ever saved the truth from being shamed. Every secret you could ever trust a friend to hide away. There's a fortune of discovering a new face you might adore, and the thrill of coming home to find her clothes upon the floor. in the prideful immortality of children in the home. If the storm can't grind the mountain down, it can only shift the stones. There's everything your mouth says that your lips don't understand. Every shape inside your head that you can't carve with your hands. And every slice of glass revealed another slice of life. Emblazoned imperfections in a perfect stream of light. It all flooded through the window like rapids made of fire. And then God rolled through on sunshine and sat down. He was tired. He was tired. As the thunder and the hardwood settled back into its place, well, God removed his veil and there were scars across his face. And some folks prayed in reverence, and some folks prayed in fear, as all the shades and chaos in the glass became a mirror.
WNRN. My guest is Danny Schmidt, and that is from Parables and...
Parables and Primes, yeah.
From several years ago. I just want to... That song still just takes the wind out of me, and I just remember the first time you ever played it here at WNRN was on the anniversary of September 11th. It was my gift that day that you gave me. It's still, I think, in that context, it was kind of an interesting song to play on that day. And on Good Friday here before Easter, also an interesting song to play. Oh, what was the inspiration for that song, Danny, so many years ago?
The line about may not be the best, but it's the best that I can do was the first line that sort of popped into my head from that. It was when I was... The album before that album was called Make Right the Time. And every time you make a record, you're very intimately aware of everything that's wrong with it. And you try your best to sort of get it up to where your vision was of it. And you're never successful. You hope you get it good enough. And that line popped in my head as I was dropping the master in the mail to send off to the manufacturer. And it was like the last step. It was out of my hands now. And that was kind of how I was feeling about it. Like, this might not be the best record in the world, but I did the best I could do on it. And then from there, it just kind of grew. I liked the idea of some kind of artifact, an item that was sort of flawed and ugly, but beautiful, and that we could relate to the humanity of it from that. And then eventually it kind of took on a church quality. I think it was going to be a gift from a father to his daughter for her wedding. And at some point, a churchy line sort of fit next to the other line that I had, and that sort of opened up that whole story of making it a church window.
Danny Schmidt is my guest this morning. Two shows tonight at Live Arts, 7:30 and 10, while he celebrates the release of his new CD out on Red House Records called Instead the Forest Rose to Sing. And we're going to close with a song called Better Off Broke. Danny, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And many happy returns back to WNRN.
Thank you.